Israel's Supreme Court is expected to reach a decision on a high-profile Sheikh Jarrah case in which four Palestinian families in occupied East Jerusalem are facing imminent expulsion to make way for Jewish settlers. We cross over to Sheikh Jarrah in the West Bank, Palestine, and we speak to an anonymous sister. We have to keep her name anonymous so that she's not in any way victimized. Sister, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me.
How are things in Sheikh Jarrah currently? Are the tensions escalating ahead of this court ruling?
Yes. Things are getting bad. And I don't know if you've heard, yesterday morning, first thing in the morning, they demolished one of the houses, not in our neighborhood per se, but it's a house very close to our neighborhood. It still is in the premises of the Sheikh Jarrah area. And so we are very frustrated and worried and, on our nerves because, you know, the court ruling might be cruel as, you know, Israeli courts are always that way.
So there has been a lot of international focus on what's happening in Sheikh Jarrah. Embassies, ambassadors have been commenting. Do you think all of this would make a difference, or does Israel simply not care?
Seeing the incident that happened, yesterday and before yesterday for the House demolition, the representatives of the European Union were there at the scene, and that didn't stop the Israeli government from, demolishing the house, even though the court order is for eviction and not for demolition, and they still did it. So we appreciate all the support that we are getting from all the international community and from all the governments and whatever, but still Israel is going to do what it wants to do, and it's not going to listen to anybody.
What's the plan then amongst residents of Sheikh Jarrah? Is there anything that you can do under these circumstances?
Most probably we can't do anything, just to stay steadfast and stay in our homes and fight for our homes, as you know, to the last drop in blood of drop of blood in our bodies. I'm sorry.
How do you keep each other motivated? How do you keep each other in good spirits?
Well, we're a very good community. We stand up for each other. We're always together. We care for each other. We support each other. So that's how we stand. And also the support from communities outside, from the outside areas, from surrounding areas, and from the international community keeps us also steadfast and keeps us strong and willing to fight and willing to stand up in the face, the face of injustice that Israel is.
Paint a picture for our listeners who may not have seen Sheikh Jarrah, don't know too much about the area or the locality. So far, how many houses have been demolished? Who are the four families who are part of this case? And how long have these families been residing in the houses that Israel wants to demolish?
We are a neighborhood of 28 units. We're 28 units in the same area. What has been demolished is not in our neighborhood, in our same neighborhood. It's very close to it, but it's at the premises of the Sheikh Jarrah area, because the Sheikh Jarrah area is a huge area. Our block consists of 28 units, as I mentioned, and we've been living there ever since 1956, when we were granted the houses from the UNRWA and the Jordanian government. And the families that are facing the eviction orders are not only four now, they're seven. So three more families have been added to the eviction orders. And it's going to, to just keep, they're just going to keep adding up houses, court by court, so the families that are facing, I'm sorry if I might not be able to remember all of them, but I will try.
No.
Ahmad family, Al-Qasim family, Al-Kurd, Al-Ja'uni, Adawoodi, Adijani, and there's one more that I can't remember. So these are the families that, you know, there are a total of 7 families that are facing eviction orders that have not been, you know, the ruling has not been issued yet from the court. So we are very worried and on our nerves each day.
We cannot even begin to imagine what you're going through. Sister Shukran, for your time. And our du'as are ongoing. May Allah keep you steadfast. May Allah protect you, your families, and your property.
Thank you so very much. And we very much appreciate all the support that you give us. And we thank you and thank Allah and hope that Allah will protect us. And I'm sure, inshallah, Rabna will protect us and will not let us leave our homes.
Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.